At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Before last night, the last erotica novel I read was 50 Shades of Grey. That's how long it's been.
It's been a little bit of time.
Yep. It all ended last night, though, Raven, because I needed to know all about this new novel that everyone is talking about called Kissing the Coronavirus.
Can it really qualify as a novel if it's less than 20 pages long?
That's what I wanted to know.
Right.
It's Anna and Raven. So this is going viral. You can only buy it on Amazon. It's 99 cents. It's a 16-page quote-unquote novel, and it's called Kissing the Coronavirus by MJ Edwards. The backstory here is that MJ Edwards lost their job, and they decided to write this short, I call it a short story, but it's supposed to be an erotica novel.
Sure.
And it's about how she fell in love with the coronavirus. Actually, the first page reads, she was supposed to cure the coronavirus. Instead, she fell in love with it.
Okay, so this is not a situation where it's love in the time of cholera or something like that. This is not a love story between two
cholera?
Human beings. Cholera?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Well,
it's not. It's coronavirus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just the virus she's falling in love with.
And at first, I wasn't going to commit to the 99 cents.
Right.
I was like, how good can this thing possibly be?
Right. I mean, it does seem like something. Plus, you know that they're going to follow up and try and send you something else in the future.
So what I did was I read the reviews. Here's a review from Elizabeth. It is like a twisted Hulk fanfic porn written by a teenager with a third grade vocabulary.
Perfect.
I read that. I go, no, now I'm intrigued.
Right.
Was that supposed to make me not want to buy this?
Right.
And then Kezia wrote in her reviews on Amazon, I have so many questions. How will the virus and the doctor live together? Surely they will be shunned by society, forced into hiding, or at least very much placed under lockdown house arrest for life. Will they have children? Will the inevitable happen? Or will they start a whole new subspecies of corona human who fight the humans in a post-pandemic global war?
Well, I mean, stay tuned. I mean, that's what the second book is for, right? We'll make this thing a trilogy if we keep going.
Oh, it has a cliffhanger at the end.
Oh, I love it. Thank gosh.
No spoiler alerts, but I read it last night and I felt funny after.
like you were turned on? You were excited?
No. I felt like, what did I just spend 99 cents on?
You were asymptomatic?
It took me 20 minutes. It took me 10 minutes to read it.
Yeah.
And 20 minutes to find two excerpts that weren't so incredibly inappropriate that we could read them on the air.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so who's going first? You going to go first?
I'll do my dramatic reading.
Okay, all right. We're ready for you here. Hold on.
A single tear trickled down Alexa's rosy red cheek as she closed her eyes. This was her fault. Suddenly, a strong chunk of a finger rubbed against Alexa's cheek. The virus wiped it away for her. He had been strong but soft, assertive but caring. She shouldn't be feeling this way. She should be frightened, terrified, but she didn't feel any of that. The virus opened his hand, and Alexa nestled her cheek into it. It was like laying on a warm, welcoming pillow, soft and strong, dreamy and happy. Some other nice things that she couldn't even describe.
Most of the stuff that she's describing, actually, I believe, is slipping into death.
Right.
It's going towards the light, actually.
Your turn. I selected an excerpt for you, too.
I hope that you edited this for me.
I did.
So it doesn't become the Anna and Friends show.
Right.
Here we go. What's your name? Alexa asked. Call me COVID, he said. There was something about being wrapped in his arms. She should have been scared, but instead she felt safe. The safest she'd ever felt. She looked up at him. His eyes were striking. Like a goat's, but without the sideways pupils. She couldn't look away, and they seemed to be growing. Bigger. Wider. Sexier.
What?
Whoever thought of a goat that way? I'm so confused.
Mm-hmm. But then Alexa suddenly realized
that they weren't actually getting bigger. They were getting closer.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Don't let your kids read this book. I had just put the kids to bed when I opened up my laptop to read it. And all I thought to myself was, I don't know how I feel about this. This seems like it shouldn't be in my house.
Yeah, don't read it in public anywhere. You're sitting on an airplane or anything like that. Keep it shielded to yourself.
But for 99 cents, not bad.
Gave it a whirl.
Yeah.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.